This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we started the day off by making new lows for the week in all of our live cattle and feeder cattle contracts after seeing us close down limit yesterday. Then the rest of the day was spent seeing two-sided trading. We was unable to hold the highs of the session that were made early, and by the end of the day, we saw the feeder cattle close mostly positive, the live cattle mostly negative. We saw bids in the feed yards today in that 132 area. We saw box beef down 5 cents on choice, down $1.51 on selects, and a movement of 77 lows. And we saw this made cattle kill day of 109,000 head of cattle. On the close of the day, February cattle down $1.65, but April live cattle down 25. March feeders were 32 lower, May feeders up 30 cents, and April lean hogs 10 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
We got a 1989 Freightliner truck tractor with a sleeper with 690,000 miles, a 1963 Moser tanker trailer, 38-foot long, 6,300-gallon capacity trailer. We've got a 2011 New Holland T8040 tractor with 1,352 hours, a 2012 Krauss 8200 22-foot disc harrow with a 12-foot transport worth selling, and a 1996 John Deere CTS combine just rounds out part of the 360 lots we'll be selling. And then go to BigIron.com.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's BigIron.com.
Tom, did the new reports out from USDA have any impact on the grains?
It had a slight impact, but the good news is we didn't crash nothing today. We traded mostly lower throughout the day in the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. By the close, the soybeans managed to close a little positive, the wheat and the corn on the negative side. There was not a big influence from the USDA numbers, but the worst thing is they didn't offer us anything positive to find higher trade. On the close, March and July, KC wheat were both down a half a penny. March Chicago wheat was a penny lower. March and July corn were both down a penny and a quarter today. March soybeans closed three quarters of a penny higher. July beans were up a half a penny today. And the cotton market saw a downside with March down 96 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.